Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's a picture.
Ain't it though?
That's a picture.
Because we see Terrell, ain't he smooth? I mean, imagine he got like matching pajamas. He gets up and he just sort of glides through the house. Being smooth, being like Usher. Ain't that right, Terrell?
I wish I was as smooth as Usher. I wish.
Every time I see him, man, he dresses like he going to an opening or something.
Man. Yeah.
He get out of bed, you know, the way, you know, don't worry, babe, I put the coffee on. And he just glides over here. You probably got some intro music when you walk into any room.
He probably does. Play my music.
Terrell Thomas joining us here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. He is the go-to guy for, well, whether we want to talk NBA, Atlanta Hawks, or commercial or residential real estate at one-stop shop right here. But this is a special day, I would imagine, in his house. Not just because it's Thanksgiving, because if I were like him, meaning somebody with a young child, this would be the day. See, this is when parents enjoy, because they make it more for the child. What you doing for you? You going to play a little football, introduce them to the Turkey Bowl? What you got going on at your house today, Terrell?
It'll be a bunch of rest and relaxation. The games are on, so my son is looking forward to watching football today. I know that he'll be running around with his. He has my wife's family is from Buffalo, so her grandmom and her mom are big Buffalo. Well, they're from Lockport outside of Buffalo, but they're big Buffalo Bills fans. So in turn, we've allowed him to be a Buffalo Bills fan as well. So he has like the youth helmet and the football.
Yeah,
he'll be running around with that all day long. I can already see it.
You know, you teed up a question for me, and I really have to ask this, because when you say you are going to, you know, sort of indoctrinate your child into being a Buffalo Bills fan, he's going to want to know everything there is to know about the Buffalo Bills, correct? And at some point, you got to mention that all-time running back from that team and how you going to handle that.
I told him back in the day when I was a young boy, when I was a little man, that I used to tell cats in school that Thurman Thomas was my cousin. We'll see about that, and then you know, the other guy.
The other guy's who I was talking about.
I'll allow him to find out on his own.
Okay,
I'll allow him to find out about Broncos and things on his own.
All right. Well, I wasn't gonna go there. I was just gonna talk about
as a player now, what he did on
as
the field.
He's a bad man.
That's
he's
the thing, man.
Yeah.
He's still a bad man. He's still one of my favorites on the field. The stuff off the field, he can't. He just can't quit.
Yeah.
He do some stuff. He can't, you know. But Terrell, thoughts about, as always, we get a chance to talk with you about the Hawks and about our NBA team. And they showed up last night and played very well. And a little emotional with Kevin Herter back in town. But they do what they have to do to get a win. And Trey just has a phenomenal performance last night.
Phenomenal performance. I think you hit it right on the head with that. We've kind of seen Trey struggle from behind the three-point line to start the season. Coach McMillan, overall, as a team, the Hawks have struggled from the three-point line. And Coach McMillan has just, you know, pretty much contributed that to having to be early in the season and the guys really not having their legs up under them last night. Well, I guess on Thanksgiving Eve, with Trey Young knowing that it'll be a good plate waiting for him today, his legs were under him last night, and it just seemed like he was pulling up from outside the perimeter and knocking down three-pointers, nothing but net. 4 from 7 from the three-point line. As you mentioned, very emotional night for some of the Hawks, some of the coaches, with Kevin Herter being back in the building. Definitely a fan favorite. Now, you know, we've grown to love Red Velvet or Kayvon, however you know him here in the Atlanta area. He had a pretty good game as well. But the story of the night was certainly Trae Young and our Hawks. Great game, great atmosphere. was a heck of a place to be on the night before Thanksgiving.
Last time we talked to you, Terrell, I was looking forward to what happened the other night. And, you know, these guys going up against Cleveland and this team this year, they got the L. But what did this Cleveland team show you when they went up against the Hawks? 114-102 was that final. But like I said, of the teams so far this year, this was the one that had the most conversation as far as people, this team's going to sneak up on you, what they got, and then they made the trade. So your thoughts on Cleveland? They're going to see them again a few more times, but what we saw earlier this week from this team.
Yeah, it was funny. As I watched the game on Monday, I thought about you and I thought about our conversations over the last few weeks. And I was slightly disappointed in the play of our Hawks. Now, granted, again, it's November. It's not a playoff scenario. But I believe they hear the whispers and the chatters as well. And I believe that they've heard how this Cleveland team matches up with them. I believe that Trae Young and DeJounte have heard the talk about them facing Mitchell and Garland. And it seemed like the Cavs were ready for the game. And for some odd reason, our Hawks were not. Now, you know, this is just one game against them. As you mentioned, we'll get to see them again. But I was I was highly disappointed because I was looking forward to the Hawks coming out and kind of making a statement. They started the season off very well in my eyes, 11-7 now. But with them having so many new – we still have to give Trae and DeJounte time to gel. I do understand that. But when you have opponents like Mitchell and Garland who have not played together and we see the success they're having early, it just does, you know, it puts a little more emphasis on wanting to see our guys do well. So I was disappointed in the play, and I'll really be looking forward to their next matchup.
Spend the time on the waitfor.com hotline. On it's Thanksgiving morning with Terrell Thomas. He is social, folks. You can find him on Twitter at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. Now, at the game last night, there were a number of things that people like. You had a great halftime show. Understand it. That was really cool. You know, had
yes,
T.I.
indeed.
Out there, and I think his son was out there with him. And,
yes, indeed, yep.
And that was a great show. But then there was also a big moment that somebody made a lot of money.
Yeah.
What y'all talking about?
You got a chance.
What y'all talking about?
Tell us about it, Terrell.
So what's funny, you know, I enjoy when we get to see the Harris Casino's half-court shot. When a fan will be selected out of the stand, they'll get an opportunity to take a shot from half-court. If they make it, they win $10,000. Well, yesterday, a gentleman, and I actually found out his Twitter handle and had him and some of his friends were reaching out to me. The gentleman's Twitter is Flickerball. So I've also begun to wonder, does this man have some special talent with, you know, throwing the ball into the net? This is the second time in which this gentleman has hit a half court shot at a Hawks game and won $10,000. It was
wow.
It was a moment to see, and then learning that, as I say, via social media, a lot of his friends were just. I posted the video yesterday, and a lot of his friends were responding. Oh my goodness, he did it! He did it again! He did it again! that was great to see. Great way. A great story to have today, you know, at the dinner table.
Absolutely. Now, people who missed it, this is how it sounded.
Couldn't understand the dude, but I understood the, you know.
That was nothing but net.
That was like the Michael Jordan and Larry Bird commercial.
That was nothing but net, man.
Nothing but net. Here's my question.
That was so impressive.
Yeah. Somebody's going to have a meeting where they can only limit this to guys make it doing it only one time. Because if he goes up in there, that could become a career.
It seems like it is. $20,000 on a shot.
I mean, please. And there's somebody from the IRS sitting right there. $10,000? Okay. 40% right over here. Thank you very much. Now you can go back to your seat. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Talking to Terrell Thomas as we talk NBA and this Hawks team. Listen, we sit here every year and talk about the NBA season doesn't get interesting until after Christmas. As we sit here on Thanksgiving, what is it about this team that you'd like to see them work on more, if anything?
It would have to still be three-point shooting, for sure. I would like to see their three-point shooting improve drastically over the next few weeks. And then I would have to say team defense. I know that they're still I want to say from DeJounte's lead, they're playing a different style of team defense. They're learning how to move more in sync defensively. I want to see some things there. With Coach McMillan, as we know already, being a defensive specialist, having DeJounte there now, having Clint Capella, I want to see this team's defensive efficiency improve a lot. So I would have to say 3-point shooting here on out and their defensive efficiency.
I got a question for him.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun right now.
Okay.
Because Terrell's a historian, right? He's a basketball historian. I asked both of you guys this question. I'm going to give you two people, because we always talk, you know, we play this game. If I'm going to start off my all-time team, who are you going to put at point guard? All right? So I'm going to give you two names. Give me an honest answer, knowing what you know or seeing what you have seen. Who are you going to take? Today is Oscar Robertson's birthday. Mm. Who, if you're there starting you go. A team, are you taking, Oscar or Magic?
Wow. Ouch.
Because one was the predecessor of the other. Magic got his game from Oscar.
And that's what I don't think a lot of people – I would say Magic only, you know, just because I've seen more of him. But as you mentioned, having a great knowledge and having folks like you gentlemen and others, you know, school us overall to basketball history – the Big O doesn't get the credit in which he deserves. I honestly think that maybe he should be the logo. As you mentioned, the style and play of which he played as the NBA was at his, I don't want to say beginning stages, but early in the NBA's career was phenomenal. So, and Magic Johnson is definitely, a protege of Oscar Robertson. So I would take Magic just because of, you know, all the glitz and glamour I've seen over the 80s and 90s with the Magic Man. But Big O, whew, that's, you know, I believe one of the greatest basketball players ever that does not get talked about the way that in which he should.
Until I'm sorry, God, I stepped on your last sentence, sir. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say it, almost, although Michael Jordan, you know, has those championships, almost the way in which we talk about Michael Jordan or LeBron James as being a pioneer, Stephen Curry, pioneers and people who changed the game, Big O should be on that Mount Rushmore as pioneers who changed the game, in my opinion, as well.
Until he actually tried to do it, and I'm talking about Russell Westbrook, this dude averaged, without trying, a triple-double for a season. I'm talking about Oscar Robertson.
Oh, yeah.
And we know, this was all chronicled when Russell Westbrook was about to do it, but he attempted. He went out and tried to get that record. Oscar Robertson was that dude. I have to agree with you only for one reason. I would take Magic over Oscar, and the only reason is because of him being 6'9". And Oscar, I mean, you just didn't see that.
Yeah.
You know, Magic, a point guard at 6'9", and that's the only reason I take him over that. Listen, Terrell, you're going to be back with us on Sunday, right?
Yes, indeed. So indeed.
We got a few more days, a few more games. We can get your expertise, but as always, we just thank you. There's a few people who have been with us, meaning Sam and Greg, when we've had adjustments and sports shut down and all this sort of stuff, and you've been one of them. And we've talked about this. We need you to come up with a song, like an intro song, because there's a few people who have intro music, right?
Yep.
Russell Baxter, he's got the Supremes, and Chris Mahler, he's got something, Alabama, but you got to have one, right? So
and D-Led.
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna make it a family affair. Have the kids pick one for me.
All right, you have one coming back. Something we can play on the air, right? We don't want Eric having to hit
yes
the dump
button.
Pick some rap song. We gotta get FCC on us for.
Yeah.
All right, man. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, Terrell.
Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Happy Thanksgiving, gentlemen. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.